You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
The baseball season, though, will resume coming up tomorrow night in the Bronx. One game on the schedule, standalone matchup between the Red Sox and the Yankees. First of four big games for Aaron Boone's team. To help us talk about the Bombers now at the midway point, we bring on our next guest. He is the outstanding beat writer for the Yankees from NJ.com. He's Brendan Cuddy, who's nice enough to give us a couple of minutes here on the program. Brendan, Dan Grossick here. Thanks for joining me, my friend. How are you?
Dan, I'm great. Hopefully, I'm better than probably Yankees fans are right now. They're still trying to figure out what exactly is going on with their team.
I don't think the 3 days so far, the All-Star break, has been able to help them answer that question yet, certainly, Brendan. But, all right, let's look back here at the first half of the season so far. Give me, you are the professor, give me your grade of this Yankee team the first 3.5 months of the season.
I want you to imagine a big red circle with a giant F right in the middle.
Wow, an F.
Just like we used to see in elementary school, just when we weren't paying attention to our teacher, a big, giant, fat F. Things couldn't be worse right now. I mean, okay, so they win a few games going at the end of the first half. Sunday night really puts, you know, they talk about having a sour taste in your mouth. This is like having 30 warheads at once. You know, it's just things are going so poorly. The Yankees were expected to stomp through the American League East. They thought World Series or bust was a real thing for them this year. And here they are, 8 games back of the AL East, 4.5 back of the wild card. And we're looking at Brian Cashman like, hey, are you going to sell? Couldn't be worse right now. Couldn't be worse.
Well, and you know, you mentioned the Houston and what happened on Sunday. And it's just it leaves such a taste in your mouth if you're a Yankee fan. You hit it right on the head because, you know, you take 2 out of 3 in Seattle, you're feeling good about yourself. Then you go on to Houston. Okay, can we carry this thing over? You take the first two. Gerrit Cole gives you maybe the performance of the first half by any player in a Yankee uniform on Saturday with that effort, and then you're going and have a chance to sweep Houston. You got a 5-run lead in the 9th inning to see it all collapse in front of you like that. So you had a winning West Coast trip, Brendan, but boy, that one loss alone, it just puts so much of a tarnish on everything this team accomplished in the last week.
Well, listen, I'm 34 years old, but I still try to keep up with the kids these days. They would say that the Yankees fumbled the bag. They would say that they were really looking strong. They had Gerrit Cole giving you that 129-pitch complete game He-Man type performance. And then they blow a 5-6-run lead with Chad Green on the mound. What's going on? But here's what's going on. It's what's happened to the Yankees over and over this season. I'm not going to say it was predictable, but it felt like a lot of Yankees fans kind of saw it coming, you know, and Aaron Boone right there is in a tough spot, right? Mm-hmm. Do you let Chad Green just continue to get smacked around unlike he has all year? Do you turn to Aroldis Chapman and let him blow for you, though he's been terrible lately? Do you leave Domingo Germán in? What do you do? It's a very Murphy's Law situation for Aaron Boone there. In a very Murphy's Law type season so far for the Yankees.
Well, we're talking with Brendan Cuddy of NJ.com here on 98.7 ESPN. You know, when you think about that instance in particular, here's what I said. You look at it, two schools of thought. Number one, it's bad in the sense that you don't even have faith in him going and getting the 3 outs that you need in that situation. So it just shows you how far he's fallen off the pecking order here for the Yankees. But in the good sense is that, God forbid, Brendan, if it was Chapman on the mound who blows that game to that team and that ballpark and to that hitter in particular in Altuve, then you might lose Chapman forever. There may be no coming back again for him in a Yankee uniform.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you lose Chapman forever. You go to his hotel room, you put some cushions on the sharp parts of the table. Do you take away his shoelaces? Like, you just got to be really careful, because that would be a devastating thing to happen to Chapman. But then you also, maybe you lose Aaron Boone too, right? Because no. Fans would look at him and say, how do you go to that guy? And Aaron Boone's taken such a beating, and he's honestly a very sweet man, good dude. But, you know, the fans have been on him this year about being even keel, about being positive when things are burning around him. It kind of makes you think of that meme of the dog sipping the coffee while the world's burning around him, saying, "This is fine."
Yeah, this is fine.
It's just been right. It's been rough, and yeah, it could have been worse. It definitely could have been worse. They could have gotten the Chapman. He could have blown it. But you know, the Yankees have a shot right now to make up a lot of ground to prove that things aren't as bad as we all think they are, and that starts with four games at home against the Red Sox starting tomorrow.
Four against them here, four against them there. So eight out of the next 10 are against this Boston team. Now you say, yeah, it's an incredible opportunity in front of you, but then you can look at it on the flip side and say, well, you haven't beaten this team in six games so far yet this season. So what would give the Yankee fan confidence that that's suddenly going to turn around starting tomorrow against the Red Sox team, which, you know, let's face it, in their own right, they're playing, you know, probably some may feel above their heads because the expectations weren't very high for them at the beginning of the season, but they're trying to fend off the Tampa Bay Rays. It's an incredible opportunity, yes, Brendan, but I guess what I keep coming back to is, if you're a Yankee fan, why should you be confident that they're going to find a way to finally get the better of this team?
Well, Dan, what gives them confidence? I mean, usually, you know, a handle of tequila does it for me. That's probably
Is that in the clubhouse tomorrow? They can have that in the clubhouse?
You never know. You got to try something, right? Listen, the year they're looking at what so far has been an impossible task: beating the Red Sox. They've lost all six games against them this year. The starting pitching for the Yankees hasn't looked great recently. The Red Sox lineup has you wonder a little bit if the Red Sox are in the Yankees' head at this point with just how well they've played. Why should Yankees fans be confident? Because if you're not confident this team can get it done, just cancel your cable subscription, turn off all the lights in your apartment, and just cry for the next 3 months, because you've got no chance. That's it. You have no choice but to be confident.
The Gerrit Cole performance on Saturday, as we said, that was maybe the best singular individual performance of any guy in a Yankee uniform all season long, and maybe in a couple of years. That's how throwback it was. It was tremendous. Certainly the hiccups of the Red Sox start, the Mets start, all the concern, you know, what kind of Gerrit Cole is this going to be? Did your confidence waver in him at all with those two lackluster starts? And if so, did that Houston performance kind of restore what you thought the Yankees had in Gerrit Cole?
No, of course it wavered, and I'm still not completely convinced, right? Yes, Gerrit Cole was incredible. Yes, Gerrit Cole did something that, you know, Gerrit Cole pre-sticky stuff slap. That's what you'd expect from him. That's what you expect from a $324 million pitcher, right? And it's not like that stuff has made him. You know, he's had very good numbers throughout his career. But, you know, it was a big change, a stark change from June 15th when that memo went out to before that Astro start. Things just really didn't, you know, look like they were adding up for him. So, yeah, I was questioning him a little bit, and I still think you kind of have to question him, and I think the Yankees kind of have to question him because he's not pitching the same. He wasn't really getting a ton of swing and misses in that Houston game. He didn't rack up the strikeouts in that game. He's not using that four-seamer as the put-away high fastball pitch at the end of at-bats like he was doing, just a big screw-you pitch. He's pitching differently, and it remains to be seen whether it's ace stuff through and through.
13 games before the deadline. The 8 against the Red Sox, 3 against Tampa, and then 2 with the Philadelphia Phillies. I don't know if we could sit here and necessarily, Brendan, say that there is an X amount of wins they need in those 13 to let Brian Cashman in the front office know that they should be buyers at the trade deadline. But, you know, what needs to happen, in your opinion, over the next couple of weeks that, you know, gives the organization enough confidence to say, boy, we like what we have. We're confident in what we have. Let's go add to it.
So it's 13 games, right? It's eight against the Red Sox. It's three against the Rays, it's two against The Philly took 15 games. I don't know. This is why I write for a living. I don't do math. I say they got to win. They got to win, what, 7, 8 of them to feel pretty good about wanting to buy at the trade deadline. Here's the flip side. Mm-hmm. This is a business. You know, the Yankees, of any team in the league, are least likely to punt and say, we'll go get them next year with a retooled roster. Imagine what it would be like to see an empty Yankee Stadium in August, in September, to see those luxury seats behind home plate emptier than they are right now. The Yankees have pride. The Yankees want to make money. They want to keep this close. I think as long as the wild card is within shouting distance, and it is right now, 4.5 games, the teams in front of the Yankees are not particularly impressive. You could still get a wild card. I think that they're going to buy. I think that, you know, they have to have a good showing here against the Red Sox. You know what? Split this 4-game series. You know what? Win 3 of 4. You're at home. Win 3 of 4 against the Red Sox. Really make a statement. If they don't, and if it goes the other way, they lose 3 of 4, you got to think about starting to pack it in.
Yeah, that would be tough, and certainly, you know, a good Gerrit Cole outing against the Red Sox would come in handy, too, considering, you know, what happened the last time he took them out against them at Fenway Park here. Last thing, Brendan, let's just say, for argument's sake, the Yankees are going to add. They are going to make a move. Do you think it should be for a bat, preferably left-handed, or another arm in that starting rotation to maybe help take some of that pressure off of Gerrit Cole, because there's not a heck of a lot to work with there to begin with?
Well, when we spoke with Hal Steinbrenner a couple weeks ago, it feels like it was a couple weeks ago, he talked about needing to get Severino back, needing to get Corey Kluber back. Those two are both looking like mid-August, September additions. So I don't think pitching is where the Yankees are going to aim. I think it's going to be offense. I think it's going to be the outfield. I think trying to add an impact center field bat probably isn't going to happen, and I, you know, fans might not like it, but they might still be relying on Aaron Hicks to be the starting center fielder next year. I know, but
Aaron Hicks, you know, is like the Loch Ness monster. Do you ever see him?
I've seen him. Yeah, I mean, listen, he tries. We'll put it like that. But here's the other thing. You could go for a Joey Gallo. You could try to put him in left field. He's a lefty bat, lefty thump, great defender. If anyone is familiar with the Yankees system, farm system, it's the Rangers who traded Rougned Odor for a pair of low-level prospects to the Yankees earlier this year. You could see a fit happening there with the Rangers for Joey Gallo, a guy who's also under control for next season. The Yankees like that a lot. Joey Gallo is kind of like the Kyle Schwarber type, where the Yankees have been into him for quite some time. I think that's the direction they go. But, you know, it remains to be seen whether they'll give up what it takes, because they have to see where they are in the standings. And a guy like Joey Gallo isn't going to go until probably the last day before the deadline to maximize value.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Joey Gallo was my pick in the home run derby. He kind of let me down the other night there in Colorado. But we forgive and we forget, Brendan. That's what life is all about. Thanks for a couple of minutes, my friend. Always appreciate it. Enjoy what's left of this All-Star break, and we'll do it again soon. Thanks again.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.